This call is being recorded.
Now become aware of yourself into a deeper level of your being. Focus on going deeper and deeper, further and further into consciousness, losing yourself as if you were feeling yourself dropping down, 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 not into the darkness, but into light. Feel yourself dropping, falling, falling, falling into the light. Don't always have to go up into the light. You can fall deep down into the light. Falling, falling, deeper and deeper. What is that beeping sound? What is it? No. Once again, find yourself back into that falling state. Just feel yourself falling now, as if you were standing on the edge of a cliff, gazing out over that cliff, and then feeling yourself fall off the cliff. Letting yourself fall and fall, knowing that you're not going to hit the bottom. You don't have to worry about that. You're just falling and falling into the light, into oblivion, deeper and deeper into consciousness, letting yourself go, falling, falling, falling. Until you come to a point where there is pure, brilliant white light. Just brilliant white light. If you want, if it is difficult for you to have the light within a falling, now you can raise yourself up if it helps. Up into the light. But you have fallen deeply into consciousness now. And up into the light. And as you're in that light now, feel yourself immersed in the light. And all around you, become aware of the consciousness all around you. At first, it is nothing but pure, brilliant white light. But as you immerse yourself into it, you become aware of the level of consciousness within this light. And as you become aware of the consciousness within this light, you also become aware of the connectedness within the light. The connection with all things, with all of life. The conscious connection with universal mind. Universal mind consciousness. And in that universal mind consciousness, you also now become aware of the thought processes see it, if you will, as simply thoughts flitting by in all different directions, if you will. A thought here, a thought there that passes by, and another thought right after that. Not your thoughts, but collective thoughts. The collective consciousness of thought, of universal mind. And here in universal mind, you have access to all that is, simply by knowing that you have this access. And here is where all great ideas come from. All of the brilliant inventions, the wonderful ideas and ideals that came forth, began right here in this space. Now, understand it is not a physical space. It is not something you can fly to. It is only something you can drop into the light, or raise up into, if you will. In order to reach this, though, you have to let go. You had to let go. You had to let go and be universal mind. Be the connection of all things. Be the oneness. Now, whenever there is something that you want, something you desire in your life, you can access universal mind. And universal mind is there to be accessed. It is there in a neutral state entirely, made up of all of these collective thoughts, but not only here in this planet, the Earth, but of all of the universe. You have access to, if you allow it. And if you know that you have this access because you are the source, you are universal mind. I am the universe. I am universal mind. I am one with the universe. That is an affirmation that you can use each and every day. I am one with God and the universe, or I am one with the universe. Now, as you have this access, reach out your thoughts now. Send them out into this universal mind. But send out pure, loving thoughts. Pure, loving light. So that it becomes a part of the universal mind expression. And it reaches out to all that would access it, just as you are now. Although many access this in their dream state, this is why many ideas, inventions, come from someone's dream state. It does not come at a conscious level as you are reaching now. You are here in a conscious state, feeling the consciousness all around you, being the consciousness all around you. And allow this consciousness, this vibration within this universal mind, to penetrate into your consciousness, to become you, and you to become it. And now whatever your desire is at this moment, send it out into this universal mind connectedness. And universal mind will simply take it and then work with it. It matters not whether it deems it to be positive or negative, for there is no positive and negative within the universal mind. It is but a neutral state of consciousness. And it is a collective consciousness of all of the universe. So send your desire into this. See it. Visualize that desire, whatever it might be. If you will, take something very simple and put it out there as a test for yourself so that you can become a believer. Something small to start with. Something that you can manifest directly at the conclusion of this session. And then once you have done that, something simple, then take your more deeper desire and send that into the universal mind. Into this quantum field of consciousness. And know that as you send it in, it is already granted. It is already given you because it can do nothing else but give it to you. But in order for you to be given whatever it is, you have to believe in it. You have to believe that you have access to this quantum field. Truly, believing is seeing. Believing is manifesting. And believing then leads to knowing. And once you have reached the stage of knowing, then it is constant from there on. Then truly magic, not with a C, but with a K, can be realized. Magic. Magic as in the old times magic. And in the times that are ahead, magic. When you have completed this process, when you have sent both a simple request and a more desirable request, then you can begin to allow yourself to drift back either up or down, depending on your perspective. So if you, as you went deep, deep down into consciousness, now let yourself rise back up in consciousness. Back up, back closer to be with your physical form again. Not that you left your physical body, but that you fell deep into a deeper and deeper level of consciousness. And now come back up. Or come back down, still being in the light, bringing the light with you, and coming back into your consciousness within your body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is wonderful to be able to be here with you, to share with you, to be in your proximity, and for you to be in mine. For as these times continue on, and these energies become stronger and stronger and stronger, it will become more and more necessary for you to reach into these deeper levels of consciousness within yourself, so that you are not wallowing around in the old 3D illusion, so that you have raised yourself up into the higher fourth dimensional vibrations and into the fifth dimensional vibrations. And in so doing, you reach out your light, your consciousness, into that collective consciousness. For as your thoughts become purer, more positive, those thoughts move into that collective mind, universal mind consciousness. And those more positive, pure thoughts begin more and more to replace what would be considered more of the negative or impure thought, the darker thought. And you can see as a collective consciousness how powerful you can be with this universal consciousness. For up to this point, most of the collective consciousness of this planet has mainly had access to the more negative thoughts within the realm of universal mind. Because that is where they were. That is where they found themselves. And they access those thoughts. And those of the dark forces know this. So what do they populate universal mind with? Darker, more impure, and negative thought processes and patterns and programming. And that is what the majority of the population of this planet continues to access. But that is all changing and shifting now as vibrations across the planet continue to raise. And as these vibrations continue to raise, your consciousness and therefore your thought processes also raise along with this. And your thought process is now in a more positive form, populates the universal mind consciousness of this planet. And therefore, again, replace the older, more worn out, programmed negative thought process and patterns. So you see, my friends, how important your role is here as the light warriors, just simply with a thought, and how powerful you are with your thought. If you see beauty, if you see perfection in another person, and that is what you envision for them, they begin to accept that thought process, that consciousness, that vibration into them. And therefore, they begin to heal themselves. This is why when you work with another person using the energy transference, if they are not accepting of this energy transference, then they will not be helped. They must be accepting of this at some level within them. It doesn't always have to be at a conscious level. You can work with someone at a more unconscious level. And no, you do not need their permission, not the conscious permission. You do need the permission of their higher self. Because if one is going through a process where they are nearing death, and you are attempting to bring them out of that process against the will of their higher self, then you are taking on a karma yourself. You must release the energies. If you send light, though, with the intention of reaching that person's level of consciousness wherever it needs to be, even if it needs to be to help them cross over into the other plane of existence, then that is what you do. And in that respect, you take on no karmic debt here. You are simply giving them the light, the love, which all can accept at a deeper level within themselves. Now, this is not always the case with those, though, of the dark forces, those that have lost the higher level or the ability to reach the higher level of consciousness, and therefore the higher vibrations. And if they cannot reach the higher vibrations that are coming into this planet, they cannot be here on this planet much longer, because Gaia herself is moving on. Gaia is letting go more and more of the three-dimensional illusionary world, the veil that has been pulled over everyone's eyes. And it is only then for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear to pierce through that veil, which you are all doing and have done in many respects. Otherwise, what has occurred in these two times you have come together here during your ceremonial circle, the ceremony of light that you performed, you thought it was simply a drum circle. It was not. It was your light reaching out from the center of your circle up into the heavens, and those within the ships responded to this. You shined your light, and they responded in kind. You see how powerful your ability to manifest really is. You have great power within you. It is time now for you to begin more and more to remember who you are and the power that you brought in to this planet, to this evolution when you arrived here. You came with tremendous ability, But you let it go as if you were simply and completely shedding all of your clocks when you arrived here. All of those clothes that you came with and you started off, yes, in a naked fashion, not literally, but naked without the clothes, naked without the magical ability, without the gifts of spirit that you all had and have always had, by the way. You have just forgotten it. You purposefully let it all go and then forgot that you ever had it. But now, as many of us have been telling you, the remembrances are returning. They're returning in your dream state. They are returning in your meditative state. And they are returning in your conscious knowing state as well. Because you have arrived. You have awakened. You have come to the threshold and reached the crescendo within you. Not that there is still more to come. There is. You still have a bit of a ways to go. The analogy the one who served used earlier with you was perfect for this expression. That of the Neo within Matrix. And that you had come to the point, have come to the point as he did in the movie. And that was all purposeful within that movie. But as he came to know that he was much more than what he had believed up to that point. And he was much more than the others around him as well. Because when they came up to the barriers that were there in front of them, in the visage of those, of the machines, of those that represented the machines, represented the cabal, represented the Illuminati, represented the deep state as it is being called now. When he realized that he could stand up to them, even up to a point, but that he could do what others could not do previously, that is where you all are now at this point. You have come to realize that you are much, much more than you have been programmed to believe. Not in an ego sense, but in a raising of consciousness sense, a raising of vibration within you, a raising into the higher levels of your being, and the connectedness with your higher self and with all the aspects of your multidimensional self. And when you come to the point where then you can stand against the three-dimensional illusion and say, no more. As Neo did when he raised his hand and stopped the bullets, he stopped the three-dimensional illusion, the three-dimensional programming, from interfering with him for once and for all. He stopped the programming. He left the matrix. This is where you are headed for. Your destination. your destiny and your rightful place as you return to that place with all of us within the stars. I am Sananda, and I will release now to your beloved one who serves. Peace and love be with all of you.
My beloved Sananda, to the world.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you. But that was something, was it not? We so enjoy and look at your faces and you look at the awe and the ow and all the things that you are doing as you are experiencing these things. And we see into your consciousness as you are doing it as well. You think you are holding these things back from us, no? Just because you think we do not have the eyes to see here? Well, guess what? We see it all. You cannot hide from us. But we know that you do not want to hide from us, you see?
No.
Because we are here to continue to help to guide you in whatever we can. And wherever the process takes us and takes you, then that is where we need to be. It is not in any respect that you are floundering around. There is much purpose in all that we are doing with you. We are doing with you what takes countless lifetimes, you might say, when those of in the olden days, you might say, those of the in more of the Eastern philosophy, where they would go off in the caves and they would do their meditation, and we did that and all of this. But we are working with you to do the same thing, but without going through all of those shenanigans, without having to leave your physical body as much as we had to do. You see, we did it all without the added influence of the world around us. You have that influence of the world around you. So it would seem to be even harder for you, is it not? But we would tell you that we think that if one, even any one of you, there is not the one that we can see here that could go off into a cave and meditate for 10, 20 days straight. Could not do it, could you? There is not a one of you could do it. You would miss your TVs, you would miss your cars, you would miss your shopping, you would miss your food, certainly. And, oh my goodness, you have to drink something, right? You see, but we did not have to do that. But that took tremendous, tremendous discipline. And you are not expected to have that discipline. So we have been working with you at the level where you are. But guess what? In a very short time, short as in your understanding of short even, we have successfully, up to this point, taken you very far along the path that we did in going into those caves and experiencing the aloneness and the deep level of expression and the deep diligence of continuing on, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You do not need to do that, but you do need to do something, just as you are. You cannot sit back and let the world revolve around you without becoming a part of the world expression. Now, that is not to be of the world, just simply in the world at this time. You see? Be a part of the expression here, but do not become ensconced within that expression, if you understand this. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Do you have questions here for one who starts? Anything of anything that occurred in this evening here? We ask you a question then, okay? Were you able to, those of you, were you able to go deeply into that level of consciousness that Sananda was taking you into? Did you feel that? Did you feel the connection to this all around you?
Yes.
Did you feel the universal mind, the expression of universal mind, the incredible sense of a mind that is beyond expression? Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you take and your own mind expression and multiply that over millions and billions and trillions and zillions and quadrillions and all of the illions that are out there, come to understand the expression of universal mind and the consciousness that is involved in that. For that is the consciousness, the thought processes of all things that have ever been. And the record of that. See? And you thought it was difficult to sit down and write a treatise or a book of some type and to put that together. Imagine all of the countless, infinite number of thoughts. And can you imagine now the mind, the conception of the mind that can take all of those thoughts in at once?
Mm.
You see? Yes, you either need to come up forward or you need to, it has to be short question that we can then repeat here.
Over here.
Very good.
So we dropped into universal mind. And I'm curious because I guess we're here, we're protected and all. How do we know when, if we're playing with the universal mind, when we're in our own lives, that we're not going to pick up all the gunk that's in there as opposed to all the light stuff?
We will not say that you will not, because now that you have access to this and know how to do this, you may pick up some of this. But what do you always have before you do these types of things? The light. The light will protect you always. Always knowing that you have the light will give you that protection. And even though there may be those thought processes that are more of the negative thoughts, they will not penetrate through your light. Okay?
Great. Thanks.
Yes. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, on the phone here. Yes, question.
Yes. Is this the Akash as in the Akashic record or beyond?
This is the beyond, the beyond, the beyond of the Akashic record. You have an Akashic record of each of you. Each of you has your own Akashic record. And then if you all of your Akashic records together here on this planet, it is a planetary Akashic record. And if you take all of the Akashic records of all here on the planet and all of the planets of the solar system, including the sun, it is a solar Akashic record, solar system Akashic record. And if you go out into the galaxy, you are talking eventually to a galactic Akashic record. And then beyond that, into the billions and billions of galaxies that are beyond this galaxy, and you are talking about the Akashic records of all of those, and so on, until you get to the universal source. And that universal mind source has the Akashic record of all that is in the universe. And now, there's still more. Go beyond this universe. and you go to another universal Akashic record, and so on and so on and so on.
Wow, thank you.
To begin to understand why we have said some time ago, and we continue to say it, your three-dimensional mind cannot even begin to fathom all that is involved here. This is why when we have been asked ourselves, do we know everything? And our answer is, we know just enough to know that we don't know too much. You see? There is so much. Just think, if you would, for a moment, to take this into a fuller understanding, so an analogy here. Take yourself as you are, you're by yourself, and then you move into a party, a large party, and there is noise and noisemakers and people talking over here and people talking over there, and you're hearing these thoughts and you're hearing these thoughts over on the other side, and something else comes into your thought processes, plus all of your thoughts that are going on also at the same time, and on and on and on. And you can see how this would begin to get to you eventually, would it not? It is overwhelming, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is why many of you, including this one we speak through now, can no longer go to a large gathering, such as a baseball game or football game or any of these types of things, does not want to do that anymore. A large gathering where there are so many thought processes, and you have opened yourself up to these thought processes. And as you open yourself more to these thought processes, then you are more and more unprotected if you do not go in there protected. Now, how many of you would walk into that party and surround yourself with light before you went into that party? Likely, you probably drank before you got there, and you forgot all about bringing the light with you. You see? Now, take that into consideration to the galactic Akashic record, galactic universal mind, and all the way to universal conscious, or universal mind consciousness, and all of the thought processes. You see where we go with this here? Did someone say no?
No.
You don't understand it?
I do. You're going beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond time.
Yes. That's interesting. Godzillion. Did that come from Godzilla? That is an interesting term, Godzillion. We have not heard that one before. See how incredibly creative your minds can be? And that, by the way, just went into universal mind consciousness. And someone, somewhere along the way, is going to pick that up. And when they're speaking in terms of beyond quadrillions, someone is going to say, oh, this is Godzillion. Is this good? Are there other questions?
Mm. One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
You know, you were just on a subject here about the universes and how far and how deep we go. And there was a question I wanted to ask you Sunday, but I didn't get a chance. And my question was, because it's right along those lines, when the way I understand it in my consciousness right now, that we are all of creation, all is one, we are all connected, there is no separation from God or anything, we are all it, we are the one, as you say. And here's my question, when We're all in the causal heart of our Mother, Father, God. So if we're in one section, one orb, beautiful orb of light, in that causal heart, there must be many others as well. We're just one little part. So when we expand out to give to the all, do we not go beyond our own orb? Or can we go beyond, or is it allowed? That is my question. It kind of makes me nervous thinking about it, but that's my question. Can I go beyond our orb?
What do you mean by your own orb?
Well, where we all exist. Where we all exist in the causal heart of Mother, Father, God. If we are within, in my own understanding, this is my own understanding, that let's just say we're in an orb, a cell, okay, so to speak, within the heart. And there's many others, of course. We're not alone, probably, because it's just infinite. Can we go beyond ours to send light and love and everything else that we send out? Or do we just stay within our boundary?
Your personality that you are right now at this point as Gina.
Right.
Or are you talking about your multidimensional selves of the higher self of Gina? You understand here?
No, repeat that. I didn't understand that.
From the perspective that you are using now, it sounds as if you are asking that you yourself as Gina, the personality now that is Gina, is separate from all of the other multidimensional selves within the higher self of Gina. Is this what you are saying?
I still don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I can't grab that. Maybe one more time.
Do we have Shoshana available here? We heard you, Shoshana. We heard you saying, I can talk. We can talk. We can talk. We can hear. Come on down, Shoshana.
Come on down.
We heard you. Telepathically, we heard you calling. Pick me.
Yes, that is correct.
So our sister, dear Gina, may we ask and share our perspective with you?
Yes.
Are you wishing to understand if you have unlimited power?
No, I understand that we have unlimited power, but my question was, where we exist, where the whole exists, there is more beyond us, isn't there?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. That's all I was asking.
Yes, there is more beyond all of us, but the more beyond all of us is part of us.
So we are part of, even beyond our, where we exist, we are
part of more. Yes, we are part of everything.
Okay.
All creation that exists in this moment, we are participating in, but just at our level.
Right. Okay. Because I was just wondering, because I thought that we, all existence was within one orb, okay? It's always expanding, of course, but we're within that. And then I wondered, is there beyond this also? And I thought, for sure, there has to be. That's what I was asking. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are correct. What is unfathomable to the human third dimensional mind that is trying to analyze this question is that there is so much. There is so much beyond us, before us, after us, above us, below us. But what is really germane here, if we can use that word, what is really important here is that we understand that we are part of anything and everything, and that we must participate at the level we find ourselves in.
Right. Don't go beyond. Okay. Because I think I was going beyond. That's what was happening. Okay. I was just, my mind went there and I just had that question. Thank you both. Thank you.
Namaste.
Can we throw a monkey wrench into this even further?
No, you cannot.
We cannot. We cannot confuse them any further?
No, you must. She is settled.
Very good. Then we be quiet.
So cute. That doesn't happen often.
No, no.
You must, one who serves.
Yes, we must. Here it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are everything and you are nothing.
Oh, yeah. We knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And I couldn't understand you. Because the deeper I go into that, I see myself dissolving into the nothing.
Yes.
You are dissolving my sister into the everything.
Yes.
So I got at the same time, I'm dissolving and getting the nothing. I get at that point of sameness that I just saw.
Do you know why this is? This is because in the beginning, there was nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
And then from the nothing came the everything. And you are part of that everything as well as part of the beginning of nothing. Or you can look at it in terms of non-manifest creation and manifest creation. You can look at it in terms of the father creation and then the mother creation. Or rather, the father non-manifest creation, and the mother then creation, manifest creation.
But here is the real question: how is that impacting me? That knowledge of that I can be everything and nothing. How is that important in my system expansion?
Awareness. Expansion, yes, but awareness. And awareness leads to expansion. Awareness leads to growth.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add, Shoshana?
We would ask why you would ask that. Do not try. There is no trying. You will. May we share our perspective, dear sister? You will understand what has been given to you as you progress with the understanding what you need to understand. So you see, if you do not understand what has been given in this moment, eventually you will. You must be patient with yourself and allow the puzzle to be placed together, you see. You must understand that we are shown in this dimensional reality many things that do not make sense immediately. But we must be patient and wait for the next clue. And as we see that, how many of you have looked back and go, oh, now I know what that means, because you got the next clue. So it is important to understand that if you are struggling to understand something, it is not, you are not ready to understand it, but you must stay alert because the next clue is coming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really answered my question, because that's what I was trying to figure out. What is the purpose of you giving me this information, and what I think that I'm going to do with what you have given me? So what I heard you saying to me is that you are directing me in steps ahead to understand a bigger understanding that I have no clue?
What we are doing here.
May she answer?
No, hold on, please.
Okay.
We share this and then you go. What we are doing here is giving you this process, this understanding, which is beyond the three-dimensional consciousness understanding, beyond the veil, you might say. And it is taking, and because you are moving into and moved into, largely into the higher fourth dimension now, most of you, at most times, that is to say, maybe not always the fifth dimension, but we are giving you fifth dimensional understandings here now. We are giving you a higher reach than you have been accustomed to. For you to reach to that higher vibration now, that higher vibration of knowing, which is in the fifth dimensional consciousness. So you see, in a sense, you are graduating. Yes? You.
Yes, thank you. Our dear sister, are you? Do you have clarity on what has been given?
Now I do.
So you do not need any further discourse, is that correct?
Perhaps you
want to
give me another one.
We just want all to understand that when you are learning to add and you are learning to subtract as a child, the next step is multiplication. But you do not think about that. You think about you're struggling to learn to add. So multiplication is not in your consciousness yet. So as you progress in this dimension at higher levels of understanding, you will receive things that are not at your level of understanding, yet ultimately you will put it together. You see? And you must just be with it. Does that make sense, dear sister?
We give you further analogy with what Shoshana has given. Take it another step. Those of you that learned algebra, when you first stepped into that classroom and you began to learn what algebra was, you were in a quandary. You had no idea what was coming, what this was all about. But yet you persevered. You went more and more to classes and experienced more understanding, and you began to get it. Most of you, not all of you, but you began to get it more and more. Well, this is where you are now. You are beginning to get it, but you cannot get it at your three-dimensional illusionary level. You must move beyond that. And allow, this is why we say over and over, allow for the processes to continue on within you. Do not try to analyze too much here, because you cannot possibly analyze what we have given you in terms of universal mind consciousness and what it is. You cannot even begin to grasp it.
That's the point.
Are you speaking for all, or are you speaking for yourself?
Do I have something in about everything nothing that might make you think perfect?
If you come up here and you can share it with those here on the telephone.
Okay. So when we sit in that we're everything, you know, we all have a problem, right? Sitting in that we are everything is an issue because, you know, it's going to send us down a certain road that's not going to be very helpful in life. Sitting in that we are nothing is also an issue because it's going to send us down the exact opposite road that's not very helpful in life. But to sit in that we are everything and nothing, and it helps that it's actually true, to sit inside of that gives us the balance and the actual ability to be inside of neutrality because we're both sides of the coin. So we can't make either side right or wrong. We are it all. So that's, I think, what's powerful about everything else.
This sister has much clarity on what has been
given. Should we recruit you into the one who served right here?
I love that. Thank you very much.
This one has much clarity and much understanding.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Thank you, dear sister.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
Wonderful. Are there any further questions here? And by the way, we enjoy these types of conversations immensely with the questions that you are asking and the answers that we are able to give you here. It is far beyond those of you that began with this group several years ago and the questions that you are asking then as to what you are coming to understand more and more at this time now. All that is happening now would never have been possible in those earlier times. It is all a process of growth here. You are all growing immensely. Would there be any other questions now?
I have a comment.
Yes?
I like to say that there's only one of us here because we're all source. And because there's no time, there's only one moment.
Yes. That is quite deep too, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Much for you to contemplate as a result of this. We would suggest to you to either listen to this over and over, these recordings, or if they are able to be transcribed, and we hope that they can be, that they, you can then read them over and over. And not only you, those of you that are here in this now with us, but those that would also be able to read and resonate to these words that are out there on your internet. Because now then we are reaching beyond just those of you, and we are reaching out into the thousands and even the millions of people out there to help in this awakening process. Are there not many, many more out there that would benefit from knowing some of these things, from beginning to grasp some of these possibilities and ideas and ideals here? You see?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, yes. Any further questions now before we release channel?
Did you enjoy what I read today about the Terry Hibbert, which is about this?
It is funny that you use the term enjoy. We are always in joy. You see? So there is no time where we would not be in joy. So that question that you are asking is not apropos to the situation here. That is a different concept. And there is certainly agreement to much of it, but there is also a quandary here as to some of the ramifications of this one who is changing all of the wordings of everything that has been before, coming up with his own understandings to go with this. Now, we understand that that is a process that goes on in your psychology and your various sciences, where you take the same thing and give it many different names over and over and over. You see? So that can be helpful for some, but not so helpful for others. It depends on the perspective that the one who is listening to this or reading this, that they are in at that moment as they are reading or listening to it. Anything you want to add here, Shoshana?
You are so eloquent. You are so clear about your message.
Very good.
You are so clear. We would like to add something that we have been given. We have been given a message that as you, as beings, practice accessing the field, practice accessing that which you desire for yourself and for your world and beyond, you must learn to refine your request. You must learn to be, to have more specific information and refine your request. As for example, if you say, I wish to be an instrument of peace, of love, of joy, of harmony, of order. I wish to walk the world with that in mind. May I access those qualities into my personality? The answer is, of course. What you may be missing is the refinement of that request, and we are giving you an example. And the refinement of that request would be, I wish to access the clarity, the strength, the full understanding of my actions and how to be that with full understanding and courage. Because when you request to be something, to have something, it takes great strength and courage to move forward. So we would ask, if we are making any sense at all, that as you walk the path of manifestation for yourself, for others, and for the world, you learn refinement. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Namaste.
Pretty good. And do not forget your desire of this evening, your two desires that were asked here by Sunanda, that you would have a simple one that you can test. That would be your testing area. And then the second one, your deeper desire. So the first one can be manifested rather quickly. The second one maybe take a little bit longer, depending on what it is that you have desired here. Okay?
May we offer a tool?
Yes.
Maybe there are understandings that these that are listening to these words, those that are listening to these words, already understand what has been given. But what we will tell you is imagine the field as a large, beautiful sky filled with clouds, and behind those clouds are your answers. And that when you make a request, simple or complicated, you can simply reach up and scoop one of those clouds that contain the information and bring it through your crown chakra and manifest it in your heart, and you will begin to have that manifestation.
Very good. Very good. And we would also add here now for your next evening here, we are going to bring you to a different level, another level of your chakra system. You have your seven chakras. You have those other five that have not yet come online. Well, it is time now to bring the eighth one online. And that is what we are attempting to do. And that is, and by the way, that has not been done with a group of this size before here. So we will see how this goes here. You are the test subjects, or what you call the guinea pigs. So we are going to do this tomorrow evening, and it will assist you greatly in the next levels of manifestation in your life. That is all we can tell you at this point. More tomorrow evening. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Namaste.
Shanti.